Just what planet? Well, I couldn't have said it better myself. What planet are they on? So they want to give away another trillion, right? Is climate change reparations to poorer nations? That's probably because we sold them a couple of trains. So we sold them a couple of trains. The CO2 that came off them went into the ground and fertilized that ground and helped our plants to grow. Oh, because that's what CO2 does, you see. So we've got a total fake wanting to give them £1 trillion for something that really has no relevance at all in science. See, these people are anti-science. Your government's anti-science. Your local council's anti-science. Anybody pushing the net zero agenda, anti-science. So, what's really interesting here, right, is the fact that they want to give away £1 trillion. Now, they're already 2.4 trillion in a hole over that public sector bench, because I haven't got it. So they're 2.4 trillion, so that would make 3.5, all right? They've also, they're already in debt to another couple of trillion due to the fact of the COVID-19 strategy that absolutely didn't work. They weren't following the science. These people have never followed the science. They're not following the climate science or the science, the Great Barrington Declaration, which confirmed that lockdowns wouldn't work. They are the real scientists, not the paid shilly scientists that the government specifically relied on. Ferguson, a well-known fabricator of evidence and fabricator of science with modelling that never ever made any sense, being caught in the past, caught several times, but they still used him. Something's going on, isn't it? So these guys, totally anti-science. They must ring them up and go, look, this is the science that we want. Can you scientists just make it up? And then we'll say that the science says it. Yeah? That's what happens. So we've got criminal fraudster scientists who go along and support a government narrative because it's the government that drives the agenda, gives the scientists the funding to give them the result that they want. Get it? So they're not following the science. What they're doing, they're following a political agenda. Now, a political agenda to harm you economically, physically, right, would be terrorism. And the terrorism laws, quite straightforward. It is an offence to fund a terrorist organisation. So we know net zero is a political agenda. We know it's absolutely not following the science. Okay? So you know what to do there, then, don't you? You can't pay these criminals. We've got 5G masts going up all over the country as fast as they can get them up. They're actually putting the infrastructure in before they even get in the plant mission because it's been rubber stamped. Even though the High Court has said they've got to carry out an environmental impact analysis and they haven't. None of them. None of your councils. Your councils are planning your death. Because what they've done, you see, they're that sick. They're that dumb. I mean, they really are absolutely dumb as a box of rocks. Now, we're talking about academics here who have about as much sense between their ears, right, as a brick. Unfortunately, your MPs are the same. The vast majority, not all, but the vast majority are basically weaselly, malicious people who do as they're told to get this vast amount of money that they do not deserve. They don't deserve the positions that they're in, and they're not doing that job and representing the people, because if they were, you wouldn't be getting letters back saying 5G safe. Because we know that's not the case. Would we follow the actual science and have the published science to show that that's not the case? So basically, we're being lied to. Now, obviously, these characters, all they think about is cash. So letters before claim, you know, when you send a letter to an MP, they basically just ignore it. Throw them in the bin. They've also got gatekeepers. So they've got gatekeepers at the offices, on the phones, or receiving their letters. So what we'll have to do is we'll have to take letters before claim against the MP. So any MP that sends you a letter saying 5G is safe, get them in court. They're lying to you, right? They're in breach of their duty, right? They're in breach of the Nolan principles, and they can be took to court over that. We have to start putting letters before claiming. It means the matter has to be dealt with properly. Otherwise, you just stick your letter in the bin. So you put an LBC. It's no different to sending a letter, but it is a pre-court action. It's a civil court, a pre-court action that they must they must respond. And that's what we're not seeing at the minute. We're seeing absolutely flippancy. Ignorance is only matched by the arrogance and how much money they're going to get paid. Anyway, so we've got this whole thing going on, and I hope everybody's starting to get pretty excited about the whole thing. Sunak's going to pay the French $80 million to stop the boats coming across the channel. That's quite nice. We've got a new fear that there's a million NHS staff could go on strike. Brilliant. Then they'll not be able to bring in that death pathway that was signed into the NHS protocols by none other than this current crackpot, the one that's married to the Chinese lady, Jeremy Hunt. The Hunt actually signed into the NHS a protocol basically just to kill you, okay? So it's all in this, so that's good. If they all go on strike, well, that's going to save a lot of people. I'm quite behind that, all right? You will hate me for doing this. Well, I don't hate you. I feel sorry for you, because anybody that thinks that Stop Oil or Net Zero or CO2 has anything to do with causing a temperature increase in the planet has serious mental health problems. So here we see a mental health patient. Because anybody that believes this, remember, she probably sincerely believes what she's doing. But that tells me she's got serious mental health problems. And you see, these unfortunates are encouraged by organisations funded by the globalists, by the oil companies. I mean, you've got to remember, this is all a globalist-driven agenda, okay? It's all driven by your likes of Greta Thunberg. We know who she's related to. This is all basically, I mean, think of look at the size of this. You know, so you can all get, you'll hate me for doing this. Well, I just see you as an economic terrorist, and a terrorist absolutely, because your narrative's false. It is an international narrative from actual known terrorists, the World Economic Forum, who've terrorised the populations across the world, leaving significant numbers of people now suffering from PTSD due to the psychological warfare plan that came out of SAGE. That was false. So we've got a falsified narrative, and we're still going on with it. So, it's just unbelievable. So, no, I actually feel sorry for you, Pet. I don't hate you. I feel sorry for you being as thick, going to a university and coming out with that type of poor understanding of actual science, you know, climate. And you're fighting on a climate thing and you haven't got a clue about how it works. Well, that's pretty amazing. Did nobody tell you at university about ionospheric radiators? Did they never tell you about HARP and about weather manipulation or weather modification weapons that's been used for a number of years? I mean, the Chinese started a few thousand years ago modifying weather. So it's come on quite a bit since then, you know. So you can get those tools that can basically cause tornadoes, snowstorms, rainfall, drought, can all be done using the current technology. Have you not had a look up and seen all the chemtrails lately? Because obviously, well, you might have been just on the drink or drugs or whatever, because I can't believe that any young person, so send this to your woke friends, I can't understand how anybody can be as mentally deranged as not being able to understand how climate change is controlled, right, using weather modification tools. It's not as if they're hiding it from you. It's not as if they're hiding HARP or anything like that. It's not as if these weather modifications, and we've actually got the defence industry documents where they're going to have total control by 2025. So what's all this about? Just more bullshit, more narrative. Nice page, by the way. Nice full page for a load of absolute crap. So there we go. There's Doris. Getting yourself in on this picture. I mean, he's a lot of just idiots. He's on about temperature increase. They're all pushing the climate bullshit. I mean, honestly, what's this little circle? Is that another little... I thought I nearly got excited there and I thought it was I thought it was another globalist. See how they've dropped the little circle? Interesting that, isn't it? So they're in a bit of a panic. It's about time everybody started getting extremely exercised. Let's get these letters before claims in to these MPs and others in councils, etc. And let's get them in court and let's see them, right? Let's see them explain themselves in a court. So you need people who want benefits and people who live in rented accommodation in your groups, in any of your groups where we can start taking action against these, well, what else could we call them? Globalist shills.